Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, the dumbest thing continues to happen as the Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal didn't go through on Wednesday. I know. We covered this on the podcast because the Financial Times reported that it was going to go through. And we thought, finally, we can escape this one story that keeps doing the rounds, the one story in gaming. No, the UK CMA, the Competitions and Markets Authority, said nay.
I know it's the CMA's fault, but it's also my fault, I think, because on that very podcast, I was saying how pleased I was to draw a line under this story one way or another and never have to speak about it again. And then they were like, oh, by the way, the story's going to be here forever.
We heard what you might want for Christmas 2023 and we'll give it to you now. So we'll break a few things down here. There's a core reason as to why the deal was blocked in regards to cloud gaming, which is a very interesting thing to focus on, even though I kind of get what they're getting at. But I'll read some quotes and stuff out. The CMA, you know, one of the reasons or the main reason that they delayed the deal or cancelled the deal, we'll see how it shakes out, said the deal would alter the future of the fast-growing cloud gaming market, leading to reduced innovation and less choice for UK gamers over the years to come. They said gamers would have to purchase games on certain stores or subscribe to certain services. Cloud gaming.
Fast-growing. Is it though? Is it though? Like, I'm not going to come in and like defend this deal because, you know, I'm not coming in and being like, oh, I love my monopolies. I love these giant
mergers. I love Google Stadia.
Sounds really good. But the cloud gaming reason is very interesting, I think, because in the lead up to, you know, would they block it? Would they not block it? The big questions seem to be on Call of Duty. What does that mean for competition going forward? What does it mean if, you know, Xbox put it on Nintendo systems?
What's
going on?
As well.
I'm sure you do. What's going on with like Activision, Blizzard, King as three separate entities? Will he have to set one off? Then ultimately, the fact that it came down to cloud gaming, something which has kind of been a laughingstock of the industry for years, with Google Stadia and that eventually shutting down, that to me was just... that was more unexpected than the deal being blocked to begin with.
No, I feel like there's obviously a lot of chess pieces being moved around, a lot of ghostly future chess pieces that aren't fully in place yet in regards to, you know, what Xbox assuming they're building towards with, you know, Game Pass in terms of market domination. They already have the pieces in place. You have the Game Pass library, you have the Xbox cloud stuff. I just feel like they're not as, it's not as known, it's not as talked about in the mainstream of the average people as maybe they would want it to be. Maybe that's the kind of thing that the deal is sort of hinging on, the idea that they couldn't dominate that space. Even though PlayStation, you know, got into that space over 10 years ago, all the Gaikai streaming stuff.
Yeah.
They have PlayStation now, they have things that let you stream games. Like, the cloud space is already kind of up and running. Just assumedly there's something more to come in that area.
It's interesting, man. It's kind of like, and this might be very ignorant of me to say, so I apologize in advance, but it's kind of like if Sony was doing this and they said, oh, we can't do this because of VR. You know, like, and there's already kind of competition out there. It's a much niche, it's much more niche thing at the moment. It might be big, but it might not. Who knows? It's kind of like this. I saw a lot of people referring to it as the speculative market,
right?
Because it could become a big thing in the future, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be a huge thing in 5 or even 10 years at this point. You know, Microsoft have been experimenting with the cloud for years. I remember, I'm old enough to remember when it was a huge part of the marketing push for Crackdown 3, and look how well that turned out.
God.
But it just seems like something that's not quite got off the ground yet. So to block it on that grounds, as an ignorant bystander, is just, like I said, interesting.
I will say at this point that obviously this thing is going to roll on for probably the rest of the year, maybe even in 2024.
Rest of my life.
Who even knows? But I feel like it's worth saying that you should just try and have fun with this. I feel like that's the kind of our reactions to this is just big old corporations fighting each other, King Kong, Godzilla style. You might as well just point and laugh at the state of the various arguments that they come up with to try and guarantee them ridiculous amounts of money. We're talking about billions of dollars here. And like I said, some of the quotes that are going to be coming up are just ridiculous. Are just patently stupid as ways to get this deal to go through. It's worth throwing in here that The Verge also clarified part of the CMA's ruling, saying the deal didn't include agreements for Microsoft providing access to their various games on rival multi-game subscription services, or the ability for rivals to offer versions of games on PC operating systems other than Windows. So it seems like Xbox are more locked down when they have to get all super legal about it, as opposed to the way that, you know, Phil Spencer, the various conversations like to come across, which are, we'll play with everybody, don't worry about it. Call of Duty on Nintendo Switch, everything's available everywhere. But the CMA are saying that after looking at those documents, it seems like eventually they do want to lock stuff down, which is what everybody thought anyway. You don't spend $70 billion to not go, no, these are my toys now.
No.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And it's interesting, like, they mentioned a specific bit about Call of Duty. I know you're talking about it a little bit wider, but, you know, there was a huge, you know, hoorah over that franchise. Microsoft was saying, well, we're giving it to Sony for 10 years. And I thought it was interesting that the ruling essentially said 10 years of Call of Duty being multi-platform, and then, you know, Microsoft thinking about locking it down. They said they probably wouldn't, because apparently it wouldn't make financial sense for the company. But an interesting tidbit I thought was when they also said that after those 10 years, Microsoft probably would add incentives to make people get Call of Duty on their platforms, which to me screams they would put it on Game Pass day one.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that the CMA was kind of like, that competition is healthy, which I do agree with. I don't think that would affect Sony that much. It obviously would impact them, but it wouldn't affect their, you know, ability to compete. We did a news video a little while ago when they first started throwing excrement at each other over Call of Duty, and you were saying, you know, if Sony can't create a rival within that 10-year, maybe even 15-year period, then they're doing something wrong,
I mean, right now, there's a bit of positive buzz around X Defiant. I personally don't really like that game. I think it feels very much like the David Brent Overwatch meets Call of Duty, just mesh the fingers and smile politely type game. But there's something there with X Defiant, and I feel like it's, for me, it's a spectacular lack of belief in the industry or creativity if you can't can't develop something in a 10-year window to compete with the likes of Call of Duty, which is in itself already a couple of decades old anyway. I also, in terms of the Game Pass stuff and the whole thing about encouraging, you know, people playing on Xbox and whatever, I'll always go back to the way that Phil Spencer phrased exclusivity back when he was being asked about Elder Scrolls 6, and he just said that going forward, it will be available on everywhere where Game Pass exists. And it was always that thing of just sort of like, you're going to make a Game Pass app, probably what's being kind of hinted at here with the whole cloud service thing, and just put that on Nintendo, put that on PlayStation, and they get to sort of, you know, have those bargaining chips with the likes of Jim Ryan and just say, hey, look, if you want Call of Duty, you have to put the Xbox streaming app on your system. Like, for me, that's always been what I feel like they're building towards, and that would be their sort of sweetener of saying, well, we're not taking it away. You guys just don't want to agree to the terms that we're giving you, etc. Worth mentioning here, this is where it starts to get ridiculous. Recent update over on the BBC, because they have a morning financial show, and Microsoft's Brad Smith was talking on there. This is where it gets just banana sandwich ridiculous. So like I said, Microsoft, Activision, Blizzard, they all really want the deal to go through. Obviously, there's a lot of money riding on it. Microsoft's Brad Smith said that the deal being denied is bad for Britain, and showed that the European Union was a better place to set up a firm than the UK. He said it was Microsoft's darkest day in four decades in Britain, which is ridiculous. Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick has weighed in as well, saying if the CMA's decision does hold, it would stifle investment, competition, and job creation throughout the UK gaming industry. I have one last one.
Go on.
From the EVP of Corporate Affairs and CCO Luli Cheng Mesave, saying this report is also a disservice to UK citizens who face increasingly dire economic prospects, and we will need to reassess our growth strategy in the UK. Now, there's not that many trains on in the morning. I do struggle to get in. I sort of get hemmed from window to window, but if only I had better titles on my game.
He's my retort to that.
Yes.
Britain can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. So if this deal goes through, if it doesn't, we're always going to be in dire economic straits. It doesn't matter whether, you know, Activision Games are on Game Pass or not. I don't think that's going to be the clincher.
No.
Bobby and co. Oh. I think this is an interesting tactic, because you actually saw this a few months ago where they just kind of said, you know, well, I guess if the deal doesn't come through, the UK isn't what it says to be. It's all bark, it's no bite. And while that is probably true, only I get to say that as a British citizen. You don't get to come in and tell me that economic things are dire. I already know, Bobby.
No, I don't, and this is true, like, you know, I don't think about when my parents can't afford to put the heating on, or they try to put their lights on a bit less to get through the week. I don't remotely connect the two of just saying, well, only if, you know, the deal went through, then everything would be fine, they'd live in better conditions. Going to that level of, it's clearly better for the people, guys, is just insulting.
My dad's like, oh, my benefits haven't come through, and I'm like, don't worry, father, Bobby's got you sorted. Call of Duty's coming to
Big
Xbox.
Big Bobby's coming
and I'll
through.
And I'll sort you out. No, it's just, it's such an obvious play, isn't it, to kind of, in my view, it feels like a piece of, like, you know, almost like intimidation. It's like, well, okay, if the UK doesn't want to be a market leader, it can do this decision. This is the darkest day for our company in this country. Like, it reminds me, I'm watching a lot of Succession at the minute, trying to catch up, and there's a similar massive deal about to happen, or maybe not, I'm not seeing it, in that show. And it reminds me a lot of Succession, Scott Telford. It feels like I'm living in a bit of fiction right now.
That's why you kind of have to just kind of laugh along with this stuff, at the ridiculousness of going to these levels, because the whole cloud gaming side of it wasn't really part of the conversation beforehand. And obviously, if we go back a few years, the likes of Google Stadia has tried and failed in that regard. It's not like anyone's really buying PlayStation Plus for the streaming service, or anyone's really getting into Game Pass because of the streaming library. Those things are in there, but it's not the way that they get advertised in the mainstream. So to rely on that now and be like, oh, well, the entire future of the United Kingdom is completely, you know, screwed because you guys don't care about the next wave of stuff that's going to be happening. That was never the thing you guys cared about either, so you can't randomly lean on that as the reason that this thing should go through. But in response to all that stuff, or alongside the deal coming out, the CMA, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, said that their job was not to serve the interests of merging firms, and added that the decision would encourage growth in terms of trying to encourage competition. That was also written up by the BBC. The last thing in here, which is quite funny, is we mentioned Nintendo before, and the whole thing that Xbox had been saying about, you know, we'd bring Call of Duty over to Nintendo. That's a good reason to let the deal go through. Over on the CMA report, they added, we have seen no evidence to suggest that the consoles, the Nintendo consoles, would be technically capable of running a version of Call of Duty that is similar to those in Xbox and PlayStation in terms of quality of gameplay and content. That was entirely the thing that I think Phil Spencer said. Someone on the Xbox brand said, hey, don't worry about it. We would put a Call of Duty out there that would be on par with the PlayStation, the Xbox Series X versions or whatever. Impossible.
I like this. The CMA says, like, they've seen no evidence. Nor have I. Nor have I. You know, I would love Nintendo to get to that position where it does have third-party games like Call of Duty that have parity with their competition. Mm-hmm. But right now, especially, you know, with no announcement of a new piece of Nintendo hardware seemingly coming anytime soon, mm-hmm. at least in the next, you know, month or two, it just doesn't seem like that's going to be a thing for at least a good few years, minimum. You know, maybe 10 years' time when this Call of Duty exclusivity deal with PlayStation, like, ran out. Maybe by then Nintendo might have a machine that, you know, is powerful enough to rival the other consoles on a third-party basis. But yeah, certainly not right now.
No, I don't. Nintendo's never been one to prioritize the horsepower and try and run in the same, you know, spaces that the high-end PlayStation Xbox stuff run in. The idea of kind of using Call of Duty as that thing to bring it together, I don't think that's ever going to happen. Personally, if I think of the most lowest powered version of Call of Duty I played, it was the PS Vita version, which was fine, but that was like 10 years ago. So I don't think that holds much water, and I quite like a ratings board pointing that out, just saying, look, if you actually know these consoles, it is very hard to have feature parity or playability parity between Switch and everything else.
Like, you can get, obviously, a version of Call of Duty running on Switch, no bother, but the appeal of Call of Duty is in its multiplayer, and now, especially with Warzone, even though Warzone 2 isn't in a great spot, but it achieves that level of success through crossplay. The fact that you can play with Xbox, PlayStation, and PC players, you have that massive player base, all you know, on an engine that can, you know, work on all of these machines. And I think Nintendo just isn't at a point where you can kind of add them into the ecosystem, because they're getting a much worse experience, and also one that kind of puts them at a disadvantage if it were to run on their machine, compared to, you know, PC players who can play in like 200 FPS and have the FOV slider and all of those quote-unquote next-gen features, whereas, you know, you'd be on your Switch 30 frames per second, no textures in the Warzone map, and it would be tough. I think that's the kind of the thing that kind of feels like a pipe dream almost, because, like I said, you could get a version of Call of Duty on there. It just, like the CMA points out, it wouldn't have that parity and that appeal.
I wonder if the only way you get Call of Duty on Switch is you do the cloud streaming thing, and it ties back into this sort of provisional idea, this sort of, you know, it is literally like a dream idea of a Game Pass library that is accessible on Switch. Maybe that's what you do. So far, you know, we've had Resident Evil streamable, there's Hitman's been streamable.
Yeah.
As far as I know, every single time they've done that, they went with a different streaming company. It was a different outlet, it was a different deal every time. Nintendo don't have an in-house streaming platform. So maybe that would mean that they're up for just doing some sort of deal with Xbox, but we're talking about hypotheticals that are years down the line. Right now, the CMA shockingly have said no, and we must cover this stuff going forward. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. The idea of Xbox Micro X hovering, hoovering up all these different properties. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.